Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to another edition of Sports of a Legend, along with my co-host, Macaulay Matthew. I'm, of course, William Amo. What's up, Mac? What's going on?
Hey, man. I'm doing good. How's it going?
Hey, I'm doing good, man. It's a busy, busy week in sports, man. We've got a lot to cover here, man. Glad to have you on the show, as always.
Hey, yeah, glad to be on, as usual.
Yeah, man. Glad to have you all as well, ladies and gentlemen. Thank you again for tuning to this episode of Sports and the Legend. Again, I'm William Ramo. He's Macaulay Matthew. On today's show, we're going to talk about Aaron Rodgers finally becoming a Jet. The deal is official. He's officially the quarterback of the Jets. He also popped up to the Ranger Devil game as the Rangers just won game 6 to force game 7. We'll talk about that as well. We'll talk about our beloved New York Knicks starting game 1 of the Heat rivalry in the Eastern Conference semifinals. We'll talk about that as well. We'll talk about our respective baseball teams, the Mets and Yankees, going in nose diving right now these last couple of games lately. Let's talk about that. And what else is going on in the world of sports, WWE, AEW, rumors to where Naomi, formerly of WWE, is now heading. And what else? Everything else that's going on in the world of sports, entertainment, and everything else. So if you guys and ladies would like to talk about any of these topics or more, feel free to let your voice be heard. And if you want to do so, please feel free to call us at 563-999-3529. That's 563-999-3529. So feel free to talk about any of these topics or more. We'd love to hear from you. But before we get into, the Aaron Rodgers news and the Knicks and everything else, I think, we should definitely talk about some, iconic people who passed away in the world of the entertainment business. Of course, I'm talking about the civil rights activist, and actor and musician Harry Belafonte, and of course, the former Shock TV host Jerry Springer, both recently passing away. So, my condolences go out to both of their families. Harry Belafonte basically, he used his numerous talents to bring awareness to, the injustice he witnessed, being an American-born citizen and also growing up, in Jamaica as well, most notably, sang the Deo song, which is, a very upbeat-sounding song, but, when you listen to the lyrics, he used his activism in the song, basically saying that, the people, they work all day, the suns were so hot in Jamaica that they were first forced to work, in the nighttime, until the daylight come, and the black workers want to go home to their families, but they're working double digit shifts, and that hardship. I think this was during the, during the British reign before they, they gained their independence in 1962, or is it 1968? I'll double check. Very iconic person, one of the people who were, on the forefront of those marches, those civil rights marches in the 60s, and he foregoed his movie career to really make a difference. So my thoughts and prayers go out to to his family, and of course Jerry Springer, growing up in the 90s, his show was outrageous and insane. But, Jerry Springer, even his crazy show, he has his final thoughts to try to, give some people some, some moral advice, even in his crazy show, which he readily admits his show was very insane, you know. But, you know, my thoughts go out to his family. Apparently he had
cancer.
Pancreatic cancer. And that cancer is very lethal once you have it.
Progressive.
Yeah, it's very progressive. You know, you die very slowly. Not even Steve Wilkos knew about the illness, and he apparently saw him a month before he passed away. Jerry Springer, he passed away at 79, and I think Harry Belafonte passed away at 96, and he just recently had his birthday. So, again, my thoughts and prayers go out to him and to both men's respective families. What's your thoughts, Mac?
I want to share the condolences to both Harry Belafonte and Jerry Springer and their families. As you mentioned, Belafonte, one of the prominent black actors that we've had, talented guy, known for his movie work during the 50s. In the 50s, it was just the two main black actors, it was him and Sidney Poitier.
Who they were really close friends.
And who had a friendly rivalry. He was also known for his civil rights work as well. Was one of Martin Luther King Jr.'s confidants, during the 50s and 60s. He's definitely got to be missed. I never knew that he got a Lifetime Achievement Award in the Grammys back in 2000. Won a Grammy Lifetime Achievement Award, as well as a National Medal of Arts Award in 1994. So he's definitely got to be missed. One of the most talented black Americans that we've had. And then as far as Jerry Springer, we grew up on Jerry. That show was like trash TV, back in the day for us, As a kid, I loved watching the fights, and then they had to stop the fights for a while because, Congress, you wanted to end the violence on the show, and then they brought it back, and then I just stopped watching it after a while.
I'm sorry, I cut you off.
No, I just lost interest in it because I think Maury, took over at the time, but Jerry, he was the, after Richard Bay, he was the king of trash TV talk TV shows, he's definitely going to be missed, on our television sets for many years, during the 90s and the 2000s. And it was a shock to learn that he had pancreatic cancer, and then, kept it as a secret, from his, from some of his friends. Two surprising deaths, and both him and Belafonte will be missed for sure.
Yeah, absolutely. Like you were saying, like he was one of the best shock jocks. It was like in the 80s. I guess a little bit before our time. We technically were alive, but not really watching the show. There was more in Donnie Jr. than Jerry took over that shock trash TV kind of moniker type of show. Then you had Maury. Yeah, I think that's basically it. There's been probably other shows, but those are like the three major, like, quote-unquote trash TV. Richard Bay was another one, now that I think about it. Richard Bay.
I said Richard Bay.
Right, I forgot. Yeah, you did say that. Yeah, Richard Bay was right after Martin Donnie Jr. and then Jerry Springer. Wait, isn't that who I said too? Isn't that the middle person I said also?
Yeah.
Oh, no. Oh, yeah, and then Maury, right. Maury was after Jerry, right. But, yeah. But, again, my condolences go out to, to their respective families.
Yeah, definitely.
And, we're going to take a quick break. We'll be right back, and we'll talk about our Knicks. Feel free to call in. The number is again 563-999-3529. That's 563-999-3529. 888-999-3529. We'll be right back after this quick break. Welcome back to Sports Urban Legend. Again, I'm Wayne Ramon, and that's Macaulay Matthew. And, of course, you already know what we're going to be talking about. The New York Knicks. New York Knicks, man. They shocked the world and defeat. They made Donovan Mitchell and the Cavs look like the shock master because they shocked the world by defeating them. You know, the whole narrative was, you know, could we beat the you know, the guy who we should have got in the trade, Donovan Mitchell? And you know, you had the Twin Towers, you know, and Allen and Mobley. You had Garland. You know, they had this, you know, the team that, you know, people picked, you know, that was going to knock this out. And credit the New York Knicks, man. Knicks showed up. You know, they defeated the Cavs even quicker than I thought they would have. I think I thought they were going to win in 7, I think I said. And I think you picked them in 6.
Yeah.
But, yeah, you know, a great win by the Knicks. R.J. Barrett, you know, he popped up. You know, he finally lived up to his, you know, to the hype. You know, Brunson was Brunson. You know, the MVP of this team. Josh Hart, the heart of the team. I guess you could say Brunson is the brains of the team and Hart is the heart of the team, you know. Like, they just I guess they didn't have to go to the Wizard because, you know, the New York Knicks, they got heart, they got brain. You know, they don't got to go to the yellow brick road. I guess unless they want to get that elusive trophy that eluded them for 50 years. Let's see, man. We're not in Kansas anymore. You know, we got to go back to the future, get in our DeLorean, and battle the Miami Heat. And see the ghost of the past, you know, Pat Riley, you know, arguably the best, you know, Knicks coach I've seen in my lifetime. You know, obviously he's in the front office. He's not the, you know, head coach anymore. It's, you know, Spoelstra, his disciple, you know, who's been running coaching the Heat for almost 20 years now. But yeah, man, the Heat, man, like, the Heat is basically the Knicks out, man. Once Pat Riley took his talents to South Beach a decade before he convinced, you know, LeBron James to do the same in 2010. You know, he took everything he built in New York and, you know, built championship teams over there. The New York Knicks is the only franchise that Pat Riley didn't win a title in. You know,
got close.
Yeah, he did. He got as close as humanly possible in 94, you know, against the Rockets.
Mm-hmm.
But, you know, my favorite player on the team, John Starks, had his worst game. As great as he was in game 6 of that game, he was that horrible in game 7. I think he went, 2-for-18 or something like that. But that was then. This is now. And now we got to renew. We got to. You know how the Knicks can stay cool in the playoffs, Mac?
How?
The only way the Knicks can stay cool in the playoffs is by beating the Heat.
You mean stay hot in the playoffs?
Well,
we gotta stay hot. We don't want to cool down.
No, we want to stay cool. Because we're cooler than the Heat. We're cooler than the Heat. That's
we gotta cool down the Heat. Yeah.
We're cooling down the Heat because we're cool like that. That's what I'm trying to say. We're hotter than the Heat. And we're going to stay cool. We're not going to get cold. We're not going to get cold shooting-wise. But we're going to, you know, we're going to stay cool by being the Heat. We can handle the Heat.
I think so, yeah. I think it's going to be a good matchup between these two teams. I think the Knicks should be favored to win this series because the Knicks, I think, have more depth than the Miami Heat. Miami Heat don't have Tyler Hero, who they lost to an injury. But Jimmy Butler has been carrying them, you know.
Mm-hmm.
That's why they call him Jimmy Buckets, because he's been very clutch for them. He was very clutch in that playoff series against the Bucks. So Knicks are going to have to they're going to have their hands full with that guy. Hopefully we have Grimes back. Grimes did play good defense against Butler during the regular season. And in a three or four matchups that we had with the Miami Heat. So hopefully we get him back, and he'll also be able to stretch the floor with his shooting. And hopefully we can get Julius Randle back as well. Give us some, you know, power inside against Adebayo of the Heat. So, Yeah, it's going to be a good series. You know, I see the Knicks taking this in six games again. That's my pick.
I agree with that. I think in six as well. It's going to be a gritty series, but, yeah, I think the Knicks will take it in six.
Yeah.
Also, you know, the Knicks, you know, they just got, the Knicks got to show Butler who's the boss, man, order him around.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? We got Thibodeau, you know, who knows his skills, you know. So hopefully he'll notice something that we could find a way to stop him. Hopefully, you know, Grimes can play, because Grimes and Randall are questionable for tomorrow afternoon. But we'll see. Hopefully that if they can make it and play game one, you know. But props to the Knicks, you know, they won. They beat the Cavs in five games, and, you know, hopefully the Knicks can do the same to the Heat, because Butler, he's been unstoppable. I mean, I think he scored 56 points in one of the games.
Yeah,
you know?
He's been a handful.
Mm-hmm. So hopefully we'll have the same success that we had against Donovan Mitchell with Jimmy Butler. But yeah, man, this is gonna be an interesting series, and just like the 99 Knicks song, you know, our season don't end until you know, in June. So let's hope we could turn back the clock and at least shock the world and you know, who knows, maybe even make it to the finals.
Yeah.
Or even better, who knows? I mean, let's just see. Let's just take it one game at a time and see what happens, man. It's exciting, man. The you know, the garden is buzzing. The city is alive. You know, you got people jumping on the Knicks bandwagon, you know, like it's the 90s, you know. But us diehard Knicks fans, we've been here forever. So let's keep this energy going. But let me see what other, before we move on quickly, the Suns, they got their butts whooped in game one of the Eastern Conference semifinals against the Nuggets.
Yeah, again, that game was I expect the Suns to play much better, but they got blown out tonight, 125-107. So Nuggets looking good.
Yep. Yeah, the Suns are going to try to even up the series Monday night. Yeah, Kevin Durant, you know, he was 29-14. Booker had 27 points. Paul only had 11. Aiton only had 14. But yeah, Jamal Murray, he scored 34 points to you know, to give the Nuggets the victory. So and then not to mention Djokovic had a 24-19. So yeah, the Suns gotta go back to the drawing board and try to split the series in Denver in front of the kids from South Park before they go back to Phoenix.
Yeah, this is gonna be a good series.
Mhm. And then you also have you also got the Celtics versus 76ers Monday night as well.
You got the Lakers against the Grizzlies.
Right, Lakers against the Grizzlies. They advance. So they're gonna be the Lakers they advance, even though they had the controversial series with Dylan Brooks hitting LeBron in the groin and apparently after, they lost to the Lakers, Brooks didn't, speak to the media, which, obviously he was getting criticized for that because, they were saying like when they were winning, he was front and center, talking, but when they lost, he disappeared like a Houdiniac. So,
mm-hmm.
Yeah, I mean, that's the sign of, being a, a star player. You gotta be there win or lose to answer the questions. Look at Donovan Mitchell. I mean, he lost to the Knicks, but he took it like a champ. He was accountable. He said he had to play better. Now all he has to do is go back to the drawing board next year and try to help the Cavs get deeper. Hopefully not at the expense of the Knicks, but that's his goal.
Yeah, and Knicks fans were complaining that they didn't get Mitchell, including myself.
Yep, I was.
But now we beat Cavs and Mitchell. Mm. So at the end of the day, we ended up winning.
Mm-hmm.
We ended up not signing Mitchell actually helped us, I guess.
I guess so. Now he can go back to his family reunion with Moesha Mitchell. Because right now, he can play golf now. And, hopefully the Knicks can continue to advance.
Yeah, let's hope so.
Let's hope. But like you said, let's stay hot against the Heat. But let's see. We'll see what happened with that. And then you got the You got the Warriors battling out with the Kings. And right now, the series is tied 3-3, so it's going to be a decisive Game 7 tomorrow afternoon. And, Warriors are going to try to defend. We'll see what happens. I assume it's going to be...
that's going to be a good series, too. That's going to be a good game. Game 7, yeah. I think Kings can still pull it out, but don't ever count out the Warriors.
I think Warriors will win.
Kings have home court.
Yeah, I know. But
Kings have been good during the regular season, though.
In most cases, I would be picking the Kings, but Warriors, they got that championship thing. They got that experience, man.
Well, so the Warriors had the chance to wrap it up at home, and they didn't.
That's true.
I don't know, man. I don't know. We'll see. It's gonna go down to the water.
Mm-hmm. Can't count them out. Can't count them out until they're eliminated. They're still the team to beat until someone knocks them off. So, for the Kings' sake, they better be the team to do it tomorrow.
Yeah, they're close, so they got to get it done at home.
Mm-hmm. I'm thinking it's going to be Warriors-Lakers because that's what they want to see. That's what the NBA wants to see anyway. See those two guys, those two teams battling up, Curry versus LeBron, preferably in the Western Conference Finals, but Warriors have to worry about advancing before they could think about the next round.
Yeah.
And KD, aren't you glad you didn't come to the Knicks?
Yeah.
So let's see, man. You're down 1-0. Let's see what happens, man. I guess Nets and Knicks fans have something to agree upon.
Yeah,
hoping
right.
He get eliminated.
Well, the Nets, I don't think they're happy seeing KD right now playing in the postseason still.
That's what I'm saying. The Knicks and the Nets fans agree on something. They want to see KD get eliminated.
Yeah.
But yeah, we shall see. We'll definitely keep you posted on what happens in this postseason as the playoffs move along. And speaking of playoffs, the New York Rangers, they won this evening. They won by the final score 5-2. And they forced a game 7 in Newark for the versus the Devils. They had people come to the game. They even had a new Jet, Aaron Rodgers, his former teammate and current new Jet teammate, Alan Lazard and Bryce Hall, also at the game, the Ranger game, to witness the Rangers force a game 7. But yeah, the Rangers, man, they were up 2-0 in this series. Then they blew it by losing 3 consecutive games with their back against the wall. The offense, very similar to the Knicks. I mean, I should say very similar to the Mets lately, cold as ice, which I guess is good since you're on a hockey ring. They've been cold. Mika Zibanejad, who didn't score prior to this game, he finally scored in the second period. And, Chris Kreider, Vladimir Tarasenko, Barclay Goodrow, and Braden Schneider, they all scored. And the MVP of this game, you got to go to Igor Shesterkin for getting all those saves to keep the Rangers postseason hopes alive with making 34 saves. So the Rangers, prior to tonight, they've allowed the fewer goals per game than any team so far this postseason. But now they gotta now because of this win, because of their performance, they gotta go to Newark, New Jersey, and try to win a pivotal game 7 against their rival Devils. So good luck with the Rangers, and we shall see what they can advance.
Good luck indeed. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. And as great as Shesterkin was for the Rangers, that's how bad Schmid was with the Devils. I think he only had 29 saves and gave up 5 goals. So definitely not the way the Devils drew it up for game six. So if their postseason dreams have to come alive, continue, Schmidt's gonna have to play better, protecting the net. So we'll all find out what happens next week by then. But speaking of Aaron Rodgers, who was there to watch the Rangers come out with the victory. The big news, other than the Rangers the Knicks advancing, versus this upcoming series against the Heat, was of course Aaron Rodgers finally getting traded to the Jets. And he did a big press conference, man. He said all the right things, as you would assume a future Hall of Fame guy who has a lot of experience talking to the media, not at the magnitude of New York, prior to the press conference he had. I think it was on Monday, if I'm not mistaken. I think it was Tuesday. I think Monday the trade was official. I think Tuesday was when the press conference happened, if my memory serves me right. There was always the rumors that he might take Joe Namath's number, because Joe Namath, Joe Namath, you know, wants to see the Jets win a championship badly. You know, it's been over 50 years since Super Bowl III, you know. So Joe Namath was willing to unretire his number 12 jersey so that Aaron Rodgers could keep his number, which, I mean, was a great gesture by Joe Namath's part. Because if I was him, I wouldn't have offered it up. I mean, because, you know, no one could surpass what Joe Namath did with the Jets. You know what I mean? Like, his performance in Super Bowl III not only, you know, clinched, you know, the championship, the only championship in Jets history, but it literally saved the Super Bowl. Because up until that point, the Green Bay Packers won the first two Super Bowls, and they thought the AFC was inferior. Like, they were thinking about ending the Super Bowl, you know. But and that's why someone angered him in a press conference before Super Bowl III, saying like, oh, you know, the Colts are gonna whoop their behind, like it was gonna be like a blowout. And he was like, no, let me tell you something here, you know, we're gonna beat those guys, I guarantee it. So he gave the guarantee. And, you know, the rest is history. He won, and, you know, the Jets won the Super Bowl. And then the following year, the AFC got merged with the NFC. And that's why you have AFC and NFC conference finals games instead of NFL and AFL championship. So the funny thing is, Jets have never won an AFC championship game. But, of course, they did win the AFL in order to advance to Super Bowl III. So now, thanks to Aaron Rodgers signing with the Jets, you know, the Jets have a shot with the team that they have, you know, constructed right now. Thanks to, you know, Douglas, you know, drafting and signings he's done in the past couple of years. And Aaron Rodgers did the right thing. He left the number retired, number 12, for Namath, as he should. And now he's taken his old college number, which is number 8, in his new career with the Jets. And like he said, the Super Bowl III banner is looking lonely. So let's hope he can have a Brady-like performance when Tom Brady came to the Tampa Bay Buccaneers and won the title in his first year with Tampa Bay. So let's hope Aaron Rodgers could have the same magic that, you know, like I said, Brady had. So we shall see. What's your thoughts on the trade going down officially? Mac, you still here? I guess Mac was so speechless about the trade. I think he's going to the air. What's up? What's your thoughts on?
So you were asking me about you were talking about Aaron Rodgers.
Correct. What's your thoughts on the trade going down officially?
Well, I like that it finally happened. But one question for you. Do you think the Jets gave away too much? I mean, as a Giant fan, I wouldn't have given away that much. You gave away a number 13 pick, first round. You gave away a number 42 pick, second round. A six-round pick, number 207, and then a conditional second-round pick if Rodgers plays 65% of the snaps. I think it was a bit too much. I mean, for Aaron Rodgers, I get it because, you know, he's a future Hall of Famer, and he is one of the best quarterbacks in the NFL, but that's a lot of picks to give up, you know, especially picks that could potentially help your team down the line. I don't know if I would have done it for a guy who's going to be 40 years old and who may be on the latter end of his career, you know. I wouldn't have done it personally, but, you know, I see why the Jets did it. You know, right now they're, you know, they want to try to win now with and see what Aaron Rodgers can do for their organization before, you know, he retires eventually. So, I mean, I think it was a good trade, but, you know, it's just they gave up too much, I think.
Yeah, I hear you. Yeah, they did give up a lot in the trade. I mean, I think the reason why they kind of panicked and not, you know, did the waiting game as they were planning to do, you know, one, you know, obviously they're in the draft. The draft just recently happened, but I think the main reason was there was whispers of the 49ers trying to, you know, go after, you know, Rodgers. So I think they probably didn't want, you know, to have egg on their face, like probably like how, you know, the Knicks was thought out to, you know, lose out in the Mitchell trade, in the off season. And then, of course, the Correa sign, you know, what phantom signing that the Mets had, you know, before he re-signed with the Twins. I'm guessing they felt like they had to, you know, make the move before somebody, a secret team, you know, the phantom secret team comes and, you know, swoops in and take away their thunder. But, you know, that's just my guess why. But yeah, you're giving up a lot of picks for a guy who, you know, who's 40 years old and who was literally 90%. He admitted he was 90% leaning towards retiring before he went into the darkness and came out enlightened, you know, to sign with, you know, Gang Green. So they did give a lot, but hey, if they win the Super Bowl this year, I mean, I think, you know, it'll be worth it. But, you know, the odds are against them. Can Aaron Rodgers stay healthy? You know, he had a lot of interceptions. I think their record was eight. 8-9 this past year.
I believe
he had like his worst year, you know. So let's see if he, you know, a great player like that, you know, he's going to have a chip on his shoulders to rebound. Plus he's in a new team. Plus it's in New York. You know, he said the right things. You know, he seemed like he has the right mindset to, you know, play the way we expect him to be, you know, in his final, hopefully his final stop, before he goes to Canton eventually. So let's hope he can bring that Lombardi trophy, you know, back to New York with the Jets. Because like he said, the Super Bowl III banner is looking pretty lonely. So
yeah,
let's hope he could do it. But yeah, let's switch some gears over here. Let's talk some wrestling.
WWE.
Yeah, that's right. Did you see the draft yesterday?
I fell asleep right around. I saw like the beginning, of course, with Roman Reigns going to SmackDown, Brianna Banks going to SmackDown.
Bianca Belair.
Bianca Belair, I should say. Yeah, sorry. Mm-hmm. Going to SmackDown. Who else?
The OC is on SmackDown.
Yeah, but I didn't see the second half of the show. I fell asleep.
Let me see. RVD made a surprise appearance.
Oh, really? Wow.
Yeah, I missed it too because I was watching that and I was flipping through the Met game. And I think I fell asleep too now that I think about it. Because I missed the Sami Zayn Kevin Owens rematch versus the Usos. They retained it, but I fell asleep also. So yeah, that's funny. Maybe that says something about the draft. Oh no. But what was I gonna say? RVD he announced the RVD and JBL they announced the second round of the whatchamacallit, the draft. I think that's when they announced that the OC was going to move to SmackDown. RVD, you know, was the one that made the announcement that, you know, his his, I guess you could say his knockoff or someone who's very similar to him, Matt Riddle, you know, got drafted to remain in Raw. I forgot who else they announced also. I think they announced the Street Profits. Probably the, I think the Street Profits moved to SmackDown or something. I forgot. Got all the stuff that they said. But, yeah, I'm trying to think of other notable news. Indy Hartwell, she got drafted to Raw, I think, if I'm remembering right. Current NXT Women's Champion. I'm trying to think what other major news they had in the draft that you didn't cover. I'm drawing a blank right now. JBL and I'm trying to think who else. JBL and somebody else was. No, wait. Let me do them. Who's JBL? Oh yeah, there was Shawn Michaels. Shawn Michaels and Road Dogg also made some pick. You know, announced some picks. Can't remember. Let me go see. Let's see the final results. So I can tell you guys the right things right here. All right, here's the people who are drafted to Raw. Cody Rhodes, Imperium, Matt Riddle, Sheamus, The Miz, Shinsuke Nakamura, Maximum Male Models, Dexter Lumis, Viking Raiders, Apollo Crews, JD McDonough, Becky Lynch, Indy Hartwell, Candice LeRae, Chelsea Green, Sonya Deville, Natalya, Zoe Stark. On the Raw, I mean on the SmackDown side, you had Roman Reigns, Solo Sikoa, Street Profits, Edge, Bobby Lashley, AJ Styles, Top Dollar, Ashanti the Adonis, Gallows and Anderson, Bianca Belair, Damage Control, Alba Fry, Isla Dawn. They're the NXT Women's Tag Team Champions. B-Fab, obviously from what's in that group again with Top Dollar and Ashanti. Oh, Hit Row. Lacey Evans and Meechin, you know, also known as Mia Yim, also part of the OC. And the free agents right now who could show up to any show is Omos, his manager MVP, Dolph Ziggler, Mustafa Ali, and Von Wagner. So, yeah, that's... Oh yeah, but also, I think the draft isn't the draft going to continue on
Raw?
On Raw, isn't it?
Yeah.
So why did they announce who are free agents? Because the free agents, if the draft is continue on Monday, couldn't those said guys be drafted on Monday and they wouldn't be free agents?
Yeah, I guess so.
What is that? Did they botch it or something? Like,
Interesting.
Yeah, if these guys are free agents and the draft isn't over, then how are these guys free agents then? They just didn't get drafted yet.
That is strange.
WWE logic, ladies and gentlemen. Or should I say modern day WWE logic.
And I think it would have been better if they started the draft on Monday instead of starting on Friday.
Yeah, I agree with that.
I guess
that.
They wanted to follow the NFL draft, probably.
Yeah. But yeah, I mean, it definitely makes more sense to do it on Monday. You would have had a regular week. You would have had that week instead of doing it 1 week and then you can continue the next week and it's like it's a cluster. Like just do it the 1 week, do it 1 day or do it the 1 week. Oh yeah, In other news, what was I going to say? Before I go, CM Punk, he apparently popped up in WWE I think it was Raw. He popped up on behind the scenes in Raw. Now he apparently popped up in behind the scenes in Impact Wrestling too. And now there's rumors that he's finally going to return to AEW, I think, next month. So the rumor is maybe CM Punk is trying to see, you know, what his options are if he leaves AEW. That's the rumors. Because it's, you know, very interesting that he popped up on both of these shows when he, especially WWE, there's a lot of people he didn't like on that show, but, you know, hopefully he's sincere in trying to make amends and trying to bury the hatchet and, you know, move on with his life and hopefully, you know, redeem his career in AEW.
Yeah, I hope that he stays in AEW.
Mm-hmm.
Or maybe even come back to WWE. I'd love to see that.
Yeah, I'd love to see him back in WWE. But, you know, I like to see him hopefully redeem himself in AEW and then come back to WWE.
Yeah.
Because, you know, you want, in a perfect world, you'd love to see him in WWE. Again.
Yeah.
But I think he needs to, like, go back to AEW because he's still under contract, I assume, you know. So once he builds back his reputation, you know, whenever his contract comes up, you know, he could come back to WWE. Then the fence is there, but, you know, we shall see. But, Did you hear the rumor of who recently signed with Impact Wrestling, formerly known as TNA?
Who recently signed? No, I didn't hear.
I'll give you three guesses. This person is a former. I'll even make it easier for you. This person is a former diva, so I won't even make. I'll eliminate the dudes. I'll make it.
A former diva?
Mm-hmm.
Wow.
Spoiler alerts, folks. Because I think the tapings happened, but I don't think... I'm not sure if it's official.
Yeah, I was going to say, is that official? Because if it's not official, then we can't really comment on it, can we?
I mean, it's official, but I don't think the event happened yet. But... She's made interviews about why she joined TNA. I should say Impact. But I think the thing is going to air. Let me see. I think it's going to air. Let me just make sure. It looks like it's going to air on Thursday night. So maybe to not spoil the surprise, I'll let you guys figure it out. So I guess, you know what? I'll make you make your three guesses, and then next week I'll tell you if you were right.
Is it Sasha Banks?
I guess, no, it's not her. Two more. I'll give you that one. But I guess the other ones, if I eliminate the process, then I'm essentially giving you the answer, so. It's not Sasha Banks, but I guess I'll confirm or deny who it is out of your picks next week.
Wow. Mickie James? No, but Mickie James is with AEW, right?
She was an Impact, but she got injured, so she had to relinquish the Knockout title.
Oh, she was an Impact, yeah, okay.
So that's not it. So you have one more guess, but remember, I cannot confirm the answer because the person the person, like, if you go on, you know, wrestling, stuff like that, you know, she confirms that she is with the company, that she's with them, but I think they didn't air it yet until Thursday night.
Okay.
So.
WWE Diva. Is Paige no longer with WWE, right?
No, she's on WWE, but she is in AEW.
Oh, she's in AEW. Okay.
Using her real name, Soraya.
Okay, so it can't be her.
All right, so I'm giving you one more guess, even though you technically used your guess, but I'll be generous. One more guess. And I can't tell you whether you're right or wrong until next week, once after the thing is.
I don't know. There's not that many divas left I can think of that's not associated with WWE in some way right now. Gail Kim? I mean, that'd be my last guess.
All right. Well, then, I guess you're gonna have
Gail Kim in a while, right? When was the last time we saw Gail Kim?
She was in Impact.
She's already in Impact right now? Oh, okay.
She's been
in
Impact before. I mean, maybe she was in Impact maybe a year or two ago. I mean, I to be honest with you, I haven't, but I know I've seen her, I think, last year.
Oh, okay. Well, then, I'm done with my guesses then. I guess I'll have to find out next week.
All right, let me see when was the last time she was there. Because I know she retired, like, maybe 2 years ago. Let me just make sure.
Maybe she's making her return again.
Let me see when was the last time she was there. Looks like her last match might have been in 2019.
You didn't give me any. I mean, you said WWE, but you didn't give me any like big clues. Like, you know, was this WWE Diva champion or?
Okay. Yes, this Diva was a champion.
Oh, they were a champion.
Yes, she was a champion.
Oh, okay.
Well, all your guesses were champions anyway.
Were they? Well, oh yeah, Gail Kim was. So yeah, that's true.
Yeah, Gail Kim literally won on her first year, day, her debut.
Oh, so this was probably someone that was recently let go then, in that case.
Could be.
Yeah, I think I know who.
I think I know you know who it is either.
Yeah.
I think I know you know who it is, but I, you know.
It would be the other person other than Sasha Banks I'm thinking of.
It might be, could be,
yeah.
Perhaps. But
all right, we'll have to find out.
We'll have to find out. Let's see. Yeah, I guess that's pretty much about it, really. Anything else you'd like to talk about before we head out over here?
Nothing that I can think of right now. Let's go Knicks. Hopefully they can win game one tomorrow or later today.
Yeah, let's hope the Knicks can get this W, man.
Yes.
Much deserved W. Let's hope they can do it. So again, Mac, I want to thank you for coming on the show as always.
Definitely.
And ladies and gentlemen, thank you for tuning in for this episode of Sports and a Legend. He's Macaulay Matthew. I'm William Ramo, and I'll see you guys next week. Hopefully, with some Knicks wins under our belt. Hopefully, and hopefully the Mets can get some wins after they lost in a rainout, a rain-shortened game 5-0 because the team gave up runs, four runs in the top of the fifth, and then got shut out and then the rain delay was like 2 hours, and then they lost. Yeah, the Mets have been playing horribly lately. You know, they lost 2-1 on the road against the Giants to split the series, and then they won one game that they blew the lead. They've been horrible. I think they probably lost 5 of their last 6 or something like that. They've been playing horribly. They got a game right now on Saturday. They'll try to, you know, win a game tomorrow, or should I say later today. The Yankees, they've lost recently. I think they lost 2-0 yesterday, and then not to mention they lost to Jacob DeGrom. A few days ago? By the final score, 5-2. And then, but Jacob DeGrom only went like 4-plus innings, I think, and he's on the IL. So I mean, this guy, he's injury prone. What can you say, man? This is like the second time this year. I mean, I think the first time was in the spring training. He's already hurt again, man. Like, this guy's, you know, he's a brilliant pitcher, but he can never stay healthy. That's the problem with him. Well, what's your thoughts on the Mets and Yankees before we head out here?
The Yankees, their offense has been inconsistent so far this season. Just need to have more consistency with their offense. Judge, he's been in a mini slump, although he had a huge day on his birthday this past week. The Yankees just need to find some more offense some way, somehow. We didn't do much to improve the offense this off season, so hoping they can try to make some moves here, you know, for the trade or during the trade deadline, you know, maybe get some guys that can help us. But right now, they've been inconsistent this year so far.
Hey, I'm with you, man. The Mets, same here, man. The Mets, they need some power. Like, Alonso was hot. He had hit 10 home runs. The first Met to hit 10 home runs before the month ended in April. Lindor was hot at first, but now everybody's cooled off. Like, everybody can't hit out of a wet paper bag right now. Like, it's really bad. The offense, hopefully, you know, they'll have Scherzer come back very soon, probably Monday or Tuesday or so. And then Verlander is expected to make his Mets debut against his former team, the Tigers, coming up. So hopefully the Mets can turn their play around, because it hasn't been looking good at all. Like, it's like a tale of two cities. Both teams were doing well last week, and what a difference a week makes. So, you know, both teams are kind of slipping and sliding, and they're not hitting at all. So let's see what happens. But again, thank you, Mac, coming on the show, as always. And ladies and gentlemen, you know, thank you for tuning into this episode of Sports Seven Legend. I'm William Ramo. He's Mo Calling Matthew, and I'll see you guys next week. Peace.
We are the New York Knicks. We are the New York Knicks. We are the New York Knicks. We are the New York Knicks.
They go New York, go New York. On the fourth floor in Morris 94, and the Knicks are hardcore, and I'll tell you like this, we ain't never looked sharper. With Hubert, Bonner, Gray, and Harper, it's the Knicks, and we're back on pace. Everyone's gearing up for the championship race, and the fans are going crazy, and they're doing it for a reason. Cause 94 is the Knickerbocker season. You better believe the Knicks got all that cake. We're shooting three-pointers, and we're running fast breaks, and if your defense makes a mistake, then bam! You ain't dunks in your face. This is a team you don't wanna miss. We are New York. We are the New York Knicks. Go New York, go New York, go!
Go New York, go New York, go!
Say go New York, go New York, go!
Go New York, go New York, go!
Say go New York, go New York, go!
Go New York, go New York, go!
Yo, bust it, all you hear is a swish. no rebounds. If that's the case, we put Oakley and Mace in your face. We draw charges and we send picks. We are New York. We are the New York Knicks. Say go New York, go New York, go.
Hello, it is Ryan, and I was on a flight the other day playing one of my favorite social spin slot games on ChumbaCasino.com. I looked over at the person sitting next to me, and you know what they were doing? They were also playing Chumba Casino. Coincidence? I think not. Everybody's loving having fun with it. Chumba Casino is home to hundreds of casino-style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere, even at 30,000 feet. So sign up now at ChumbaCasino.com to claim your free welcome bonus. That's ChumbaCasino.com and live the Chumba life. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.